We win elections when people come out in large numbers and they look to the future and they want to create an America and a government that works for all people. And I want to say a special word to the young people in the room. Because it is no secret that in a nation which has the lowest voter turnout of almost any major country on earth, where working people and low-income people, to large degrees, don't come out to vote, that the lowest voter turnout of any group in America is the young people of this country. If we did nothing more, I'm not asking for radical changes here, if we did nothing more than have people 30 years of age or younger vote in the same percentages as the general population, we can transform the United States of America. I am begging you, not only come out to vote on November 6th, but bring your friends and your uncles and your aunts, drag them out. Because this, in fact, is the most important midterm election in the history of the United States of America. Democracy is not a spectator sport. And I want all of you to remember, and I don't want to be ultra-patriotic here, but all of you know of the millions of incredibly brave men and women who put their lives on the line not to support the authoritarian type government that Trump seems to like, but they put their lives on the line to defend American democracy. A very radical idea, an idea only a few hundred years old, that says that our country is not going to be run by the same type of people who run Saudi Arabia or run Russia, Trump's good friends. But that radical vision, that radical idea that came with the creation of this country, that you and you and you, ordinary people, not billionaires, not kings, not czars, not dictators, but ordinary people have the right to determine the future of this country. That is what this election is about. Now, I know that's sadly but true. Iowa voted for Trump in the 2016 election. Now, I know that. And I think I understand the reason why. And the reason why is that many people all over this state and all over this country felt that their pain, their problems were being ignored by Washington and by the political and economic establishment. This morning, I had the opportunity to meet with a number of workers here in Iowa. And I heard from a woman, I suspect in her late 20s, a single mom. For the last 7 years, she has been working and making $7.25 an hour. She managed to get an increase this year, and now she's making $8 an hour. Now you tell me how anybody can live, let alone raise a daughter, on $8 an hour. And the truth is that in this state, while Trump tells us how great the economy is, in this state and in my state of Vermont and all across this country, millions of people are working not one job, not two jobs, they're working three jobs to cobble together the income and the health care they need to survive. And what J.D. Shulkin and Deidre and I believe is that in the richest country in the history of the world, we're going to have an economy that works for the middle class and the working class and not just the 1%. Trump, during his campaign, you will all remember, he said, I'm a different type of Republican. I'm not Paul Ryan, and I'm not Mitch McConnell, and I will not, if elected, cut your Social Security, your Medicare, or your Medicaid. He lied. The last budget, and didn't get a whole lot of attention. Media didn't cover it very much. The last budget that he presented called for a $1 trillion cut in Medicaid over 10 years, $500 billion in Medicare, and $72 billion cut in the Social Security Disability Trust Fund. Now, I want you to understand what a $1 trillion cut in Medicaid alone means. It is not only taking away health care from the most vulnerable people in this country, lower-income people and working-class people. It is also telling every middle-class person in this country that when your mom or your dad gets old and has Alzheimer's or some other terrible illness and has to end up in a nursing home, you know who pays for that nursing home care today? Medicaid does. Nursing home care is $90,000 a year. You tell me, if you cut Medicaid by $1 trillion, how the middle class is going to be able to take care of parents who need nursing home care. So when Trump said he was not going to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, he lied. And the Republican leadership right now, if you listen to Paul Ryan, the leader in the House, what he has been very clear about, he said, is what we Republicans need to do is bring about entitlement reform. Do you know what entitlement reform means? It means massive cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate just last week, made exactly that same point. If we have the power, we're going to deal with the deficit by cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. How hypocritical can people be? Not only do they lie during a campaign, they then give $1 trillion in tax breaks to the top 1%. They drive up the deficit, and then they have the chutzpah to come back and say, oh, deficit has gone up. We're going to have to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And I want to thank, if I may at this moment, a personal thank you to the people of Iowa. Because when we came here during the Democratic presidential primary in 2016, we started off this campaign by knowing like two people in Iowa. And we were, I think, at 3% or 5% of the polls. But because of the 100 meetings that we had all over this great state and the many, many thousands of wonderful people that we met, we ended up coming out of Iowa with a tie, which enabled us to go to New Hampshire and win there by 20 points, which enabled us to win 22 states in this country, which enabled us to get 13 million votes, which enabled us to win more votes among young people than Trump and Clinton combined. Now, why is that important? Am I ego tripping here? No. Well, maybe. But why it was important in terms of what Iowa did in that very first caucus is that it showed the American people that the ideas that we were talking about were not radical ideas or extremist ideas or ideas that were outside of the mainstream. So it started off in Iowa and went to New Hampshire, went around the country. And ideas that just 3 years ago were perceived to be radical and extremist ideas are now ideas that are supported by the vast majority of the American people. Thank you, Iowa. And when we talk about the future of this country, I do not want to continue having discussions with workers in Iowa or any place else in this country who are earning $8 or $9 an hour. I want every worker in this country to earn a living wage. And when we started off in Iowa and we talked about the need for a $15 an hour minimum wage, thought to be radical. It ain't radical today. All over this country, we're seeing cities and states pass $15 an hour legislation. And as you may have noticed, Amazon just raised their wages minimum to $15 an hour. And another issue that we talked about all over this state is we said that in the year, then 2016, now 2018, same point, that in a competitive global economy, when most of the good-paying jobs that are being created require a higher education, that we have got to make public colleges and universities tuition free. If Germany can do it, if Scandinavia can do it, if countries all over the world know that the future of their nations depend on a strong economy, and a strong economy depends upon a well-educated population, we have got to make sure that every person, not just young people, but every person in this country who has the desire and the ability should be able to get all of the education that they need, regardless of the income of their families. And we have got to end the absurdity of punishing young people for the crime of getting a higher education and then coming out of school $50,000, $100,000 in debt. Together, we understand that instead of giving tax breaks to billionaires and huge private corporations, we're going to lower student debt in this country significantly. This election will determine not only the future of our economy, our healthcare system, climate change, environmental protection, women's rights, etc., but it will do something even deeper than that. This election will determine what kind of nation we are, and in fact, what our deepest values are, who we are as a people, and what we believe in our guts to be true. Four years ago, we had the lowest voter turnout, midterm election turnout in modern history of this country. In 2018, here in Iowa and in Vermont and all over this country, our job is to have the highest voter turnout. So, brothers and sisters, you got 2 weeks to go to work. Let's do it. Thank you very much.